Browns owners claim Watson is remorseful, feel empathy for those triggered. By Dylan Gwynn on August 1, 2022. During their statement in response to a federal judge's decision to suspend Deshaun Watson for 6 games following more than 24 accusations of sexual misconduct, Browns co-owners Dee and Kimmy Haslam made a claim that contradicted the judge and used a very curious word to describe those angered by the allegations against Watson. Soon after federal judge Sue L. Robinson issued her 6-game suspension of Watson on Monday morning, the Haslams released a statement responding to the ruling. Throughout this process, Deshaun and his representatives have abided by the newly created and agreed-upon process for the NFLPA and the NFL to defer to the objective judge Sue L. Robinson to comprehensively review all information and make a fair decision, the Haslams wrote. We respect Judge Robinson's decision, and at the same time, empathize and understand that there have been many individuals triggered throughout this process. We know Deshaun is remorseful that this situation has caused much heartache to many, and he will continue the work needed to show who he is on and off the field, and we will continue to support him. First, there's the claim that Watson has expressed remorse. Maybe Watson has expressed remorse to the Haslams privately, but there's no evidence he has done so publicly. In fact, the judge herself rejected Watson's denials of wrongdoing and considered his lack of expressed remorse to be an aggravating factor in her decision. Not only has Watson expressed no public remorse, but his denial of the allegations against him was also pretty much deemed unbelievable by Judge Robinson, in her opinion. As Pro Football Talk reports, on page 7 of her 15-page opinion, Judge Robinson notes that Watson categorically denied the allegations against him, including that he ever developed an erection during a massage. Then she follows that up with an exceptionally nicely worded sentence in which she essentially says she doesn't believe him. It is difficult to give weight to a complete denial when weighed against the credible testimony of the investigators who interviewed the therapists and other third parties. So, not only is Watson not publicly remorseful, but the judge found his denial of the allegations unbelievable when weighed against the evidence. Then there's this incredibly bizarre line from the Haslam statement. We respect Judge Robinson's decision, and at the same time, empathize and understand that there have been many individuals triggered throughout this process. Triggered? Who exactly are the triggered? Is that the correct term for referring to people upset by dozens of accusations of sexual misconduct that the judge found credible? The Haslams need to explain exactly who the triggered are. In any event, not everyone was going to be happy with the Deshaun Watson punishment, no matter what it was. Though, a lot more people would be happy if the punishment was at least as long as the 17-game suspension Calvin Ridley received for placing a legal bet on his team in a game he wasn't even playing in. Then again, the NFL actually cares about gambling.